Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode. Everyone moves at a different pace. Now, what we do need to do is see the willingness, the attempts, and the progress that we're making progress forward. So if it's 45 days or 60 days to get to 30-day point, generally speaking, I'm okay with that. Okay, as long as we're making progress. We've been misled to believe that dentistry, more specifically the dental business, has to be complicated. Dentistry can be simple, and dentistry should be simple. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another potentially amazing episode of the Dentistry Made Simple podcast. I'm your definitely amazing host, Tarun Agarwal, better known as T-Bone. I'm joined by my semi-amazing co-host, Meredith Cooper-Jones.
Hello, everyone. Just part of the talent.
No, you're a semi-talent. I'm the real talent. Let's just be clear, okay? But nobody put makeup on me today. Nobody.
And we made you do the work.
And nobody gave me a script.
What do we want to talk about?
So listen, number one, what I would like to do is say I'm wishing well wishes for National Hygiene Week this week to all my hygienists out there. But I do have a gripe. I want to be clear.
And let's talk about it.
So wait, this is secondhand information from Caroline, who is not even in the dental field outside of us, okay? What she told me, because as soon as they said they have a hygiene thing, I said, is it a whole month? Because that's my guess, is they want a whole month, okay? She said, no, it's a week. I said, okay, that's reasonable. I then said, is there an assistant week? Do they get a whole week for the assistant? You guys said yes.
Yes.
I said, what about our business team? They said, apparently there's an admin week. And I said, what about the dentist? They said the dentists only get a day.
Yeah.
But we pay for all of this. Like,
exactly.
Why do we get a day?
Every day is for you.
Why do we get only a day and everybody else gets a week? Yeah. That is absolutely unfair. But in all seriousness, we're going to talk about one of the most important positions in any dental practice for your success. And we're going to talk about training protocols and kind of how to onboard hygienists and things like that. So I'm going to turn it over to Meredith, see what she has to say, and then she's going to lead us along, and I'm just going to get to be me.
Yeah. So I get this question sometimes, a couple times recently from a lot of our masterminders has been, it's been so hard to find hygienists. And like, where do you get them? Where can I find a hygienist? And then they finally find one and they're like, so shocked. Yeah. They're like, what comes next? They don't even, you know, it's been a while since they've had a new hygienist or they've had low turnover. And then it's been so hard to find someone. They may have not replaced this position for a little while. And then they're finally like, okay, we have a hygienist. So what comes next?
Well, what I
and
tell
like,
everybody,
well, you might want to train them.
We should find a Bumble for hygienists.
I think there is one that tipped me at.
I'm not familiar with that.
Did
one
you see that? Oh,
right. Yeah. I saw that. That sounded crazy, but we're not going to get into that.
Like a...
We're not going to get into that. Let's not get into that. Okay. So in all seriousness. Okay. So we found a hygienist.
Yes.
And so what I'm hearing from you, Meredith, or hearing from people is they're deathly afraid to lose the hygienist.
Right.
And so they don't really want to train them.
Do the wrong thing.
Or they want to not overwhelm them,
right,
which we don't want to overwhelm them. That I get. But it sounds to me like they're hesitant to do the training.
Well, I think a lot of times there's there's training no matter where you go, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, even if you work the same job, company over company, you work in technology, you move from one company to another, like there's still training to be done, right? You're using different softwares, yeah. all of that. I think a lot of times, especially with a position like hygiene, that's pretty self-sufficient. We just hire somebody and then, you know, you start next Monday. It's like, let us know if you need anything.
Yeah.
You know, there's really, I think a lot of times that may be the position where there's the least amount of training. Versus yeah. in the front, it's always like, let me show you how we do things, yeah. you know? And so I think a lot of times we just hire a hygienist and let them go.
Yeah, so let's break this down a little bit, okay? Yeah. And because I think it's a great question. I wanted to get the whole scared thing out of there because, look, T-Bone 1.0 would tell you who cares if they're scared, but the reality is you got to care a little bit, okay? You can't run people away anymore because they don't exist. They're like, the fact that you found one is pretty amazing, okay? So let's talk about a training plan for every hygienist.
Yeah, a success path.
Yeah, and that's what it is, a success path. And so I look at it as we have to have a 30, 60, 90-day success path.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's start talking about the 30-day success path. So to me, the first 30 days is about a melding into the clinical culture, okay? And it's all about the culture, the office culture and the clinical culture. And what I mean by that is getting on board with what you clinically expect, good hygiene care. Are they doing a good job of scraping teeth or, you know, whatever it is that they do? Are they used to your materials, meaning your piezo or Cavitron or your scalers or the type of scalers you have, all of those things. So, you know, and then are they comfortable starting to get them comfortable in a culture of diagnosis? In other words, co-diagnosis or assessment of what's going on with the patient. So starting to move them down that path that they're not just there to clean teeth, they're not just doing that, but they're also helping enroll patients in better oral health, not just from a perio side. So to me, the first 90 days, and I speak about this actually from experience because we just hired Paige.
Yeah.
And she's a new to us hygienist. And so she's, I think, 3 weeks in at this point. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, and we do a lot in hygiene.
Yeah.
Okay. And so, there's a lot that goes on from our hygienists. So we again, because we're also, look, I make fun of the whole being scared thing, but I'm afraid too. I'm worried about running them off. I'm worried about all of those things. And I've had to adapt the way I bring people in and what I expect out of people and how soon I expect that over the years, which is just good personal growth as well. And so my focus with her has been, number one is the clinical culture. On the side, I've also assigned her in our office to Megan to work with, you know, that so that she has a singular point of contact, not the office manager, another clinical team member. Okay, so that way we can, you know, we can speak knee to knee, peer to peer.
Someone who's been in that position or is in that position.
Exactly. So they can speak peer to peer of what's going on, like this challenge and that challenge. And I think a lot of times is we try to have team members not speak to another team member. We try to say, oh, contact this office manager. And maybe for HR and whatever that stuff is, you do that. But I think from a clinical culture perspective, they should be assigned to a singular person. And what I've talked to Megan about is on a daily basis, I need you to have a check-in with Paige. Mm-hmm. Now, don't wait for Paige to come to you. I need you to make the effort to go to her and make sure that, hey, what's going on? Tell me one thing that went well today. Tell me one thing that didn't go well today that I can help clarify for you. So that's my first step is to work on the culture of diagnosis.
Yeah. And I know we have some online trainings that we've given them, and that's, do you have them do that? A lot of times I have people ask me this, like our case acceptance online course, for example, a lot of people use that for new online training for them to see kind of the vision of the practice. Yeah. Do you have them do that on their own time? Do they do that during hours at the office? How do you do that?
I don't know how to answer that one. You want to answer it the way I want to say it?
Yeah, of course.
Number one, I don't lead with that. I don't lead with the online training for us because...
So let's say this, we've given it to her a month in.
Yeah, so that's what I just asked you yesterday, roughly 3 to 4 weeks in is when I said, okay, I think she's ready. Because what I'm noticing is the questions she's starting to ask
could be
no longer revolve around, you know, what
system,
the workflow and the process. Now it's, hey, I can't, like, literally she, yesterday she asked me a question, Paige asked me a question about a specific patient. How do you want me to handle this?
Yeah.
Okay. Or today she asked me because she saw her first new patient. I think that's another important point. We don't give them new patients the first 30 days. So Paige's first new patient was today, about three and a half weeks in. So that's her first new patient. And she immediately after the new patient came to me and says, hey, I want to talk to you about the my handoff to the doctor. I want to talk about what is your expectation of that. And to me, those are the right questions that I should be getting that, A, I answered the question immediately, directly with her. And then I said, let me get you access to our online training that covers all of this.
Yeah.
So that way you can hear it over and over again. And then the online training, the access is you do it when you want.
Yeah.
Okay. What I'm not going to do is I'm not going to block out production time for you to do it. You can do it during our scheduled team trainings. You could do it if you have a drop off, cancellation. But I'm not going to schedule time. And for me, it's also, again, this may not be comfortable for some people, but for me, it's I want to assess their commitment to excellence.
Mm-hmm.
Are they in it to win it?
Yeah.
And that's hard these days when you're working from a position of survival with just the number of hygienists.
Yeah.
Did I answer whatever question you asked?
Yeah.
I forgot what you asked.
Of course, about the online content when they do that. And then we talked about the success path, 30, 60, 90 days. And I think when you said, you know, you expect a lot from your hygienist. I think it's helpful to mention that you also truly value your hygienist and want them trained as highly as possible as you look at them as like a pre-diagnostic partner and less of like,
I look at everybody as a diagnostic partner in the practice.
Yeah.
Okay. Whether it's a front office team, whether it's the assisting team, whether it's the hygiene team, our overall goal is to help patients achieve yes to the best dental health.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's my goal.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not worried about the money. I'm not worried about any of that stuff. Because if we focus on helping every patient say yes to the best, okay, that's our goal. What we believe in clinically, everything else takes care of itself. And that's my whole winning fixes everything mentality, okay? If we can win in the yes to the best, we'll go there. So now Paige is at 30 days, let's say.
Yeah.
Okay. So now what is our focus from day 30 to day 60? So we're adding new patients in.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we're focusing more heavily on photography.
Mm-hmm.
So in the first 30 days, I didn't even expect her. We had a camera for her because every operatory has a camera. We showed her how to use it. But we set the expectation that when you are ready, we'll do this. And or at the 30-day mark, we're going to introduce this.
Yes.
Okay. Because at some point, we can't wait till people are ready because some people will never get ready.
Yeah.
So sometimes we have to kind of push them a little bit. So we have to set deadlines there. So day 30 to day 60, our focus is new patients, photography, and the hygienist to doctor exam transfer. So those are the three things that we're going to focus on in day 30 to day 60. Do I need to go into any of that a little
bit
more?
No, I think that's pretty self-explanatory.
Okay. So we take, for some people, maybe not me, everyday listeners, we take 6 photos of every patient in the practice. Obviously, the new patients are there. So we're taking photos and records there. And then from the hygiene transfer, we're doing introduction to the patient, a little bit of fit chat, like what's going on with them, like how can I connect with them? Like, hey, Meredith's new to our practice. She just had a baby. Oh, Meredith, tell me about your baby. You know, something where I can create a 1-minute conversation. Then I want to know where they're at. Like, hey, she's new to the practice. She's on track or she's 6 months behind. She just moved to the area and life got in the way and she's 2 years behind and she's ready to get back on track. Or there's a lot going on, or you know, just something to where I can get my mindset right about what to kind of expect and focus on. Then I want to know what records were taken. Okay, so in our practice, records are going to be obviously this. Like, I don't even want to know about the tooth charting. That's a standard.
Right.
Okay, the tooth charting, peri charting, all of that. I want to know what X-rays were taken, what photos were taken, what 3D if a 3D was looked at. And if digital impressions were taken, and that we reviewed those. Okay, so I don't want to know just did you take them. I want you to know you did review them or you didn't review them. It's okay to say I didn't have time to review them or we haven't gotten there. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Right. What I'm not okay with is not letting me know.
We didn't take it or...
Yeah. Well, even if we didn't take it, I'm okay with that. Hey, you came in early before I got those.
Right.
That I'm totally okay with that, okay? I want to know where we stand with our records. Then I want to know your assessment of what you saw. I want to know any recommendations that you made. And I want to know the patient's readiness for treatment. And then I will start looking at the records and in the mouth. The last thing I do is look in the mouth.
And this is all filled out on a hygiene
transfer sheet,
sheet to make it a little bit easier. It's not like we're conversing or anything like that before you come
in. Yeah, no, I walk into the operatory blind.
Yes, with just a little fourth of a sheet. Yeah. And then we literally have him blindfolded. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I walk in. I guess.
Nobody watches. They can't see your acting.
Maybe they want the five people that watch YouTube. Yeah. You guys should watch our YouTube channel. It's funnier.
No, that's okay.
No, we should, for sure. For sure we should watch our YouTube channel.
So 60 to 90 days, they're pretty much, do you feel like at that point, the 90-day mark, because that's typically when you do like the first review is after the first 90 days.
We haven't gotten to 90 days yet, though. We're still at 60 days.
60 to 90, right?
We did 30 to 60.
Okay,
yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. So keep going with 60 to 90.
All right.
Days,
thank you. I have to do your job for you today, too.
Yes.
I'm in a mood today.
I know.
What was that song that was on when you guys got in my car today?
I'm only 20% of the talent, okay?
What's the song?
I can't be everything to everyone.
I want to read. Meredith, am I allowed to read the song that was on when I got into the office? when you guys got into my car?
I think they can imagine.
It's from Kid Rock. And it says, you never met an ex quite like me.
No. And we said, we sure haven't.
Let me say it properly. You never met a blank Beep. Quite like me.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it. I was going to keep you out.
No.
See, there's my talent for today.
So what is our focus at 60 to 90 days? So now, assuming our hygienist has made it, let me back up for a second, okay? So are these hard and fast rules that this is where they have to be at 30 days, this is where they have to be at 60 days? The answer is no. Everybody moves at a different pace, okay? So I want to be clear about this. Everyone moves at a different pace. Now, what we do need to do is see the willingness, the attempts, and the progress that we're making progress forward. So if it's 45 days or 60 days to get to 30-day point, generally speaking, I'm okay with that. Okay, as long as we're making progress. If there is an unwillingness, then you have to decide, are you willing to tolerate this? Because my concern is it becomes infectious to the other team members, okay? And that would be unacceptable to me. So at the 60 to 90 days, at this point in our practice, now we're gonna start focusing on CBCT and digital impressions. Okay, so 60 to 90, we're focusing on those two things, and specifically on the digital impressions. Now we're going to introduce how to do digital impression scanning, whether you're using Medit, iTero, 3Shape, whichever hygiene type camera that you're using. We want to focus on that training. And then on the CBCT side, how to slice and dice and work through the CBCT software. And that last 60 to 90 days, that can take more than 30 days to get to a level of competence with that. So that's kind of where we're at on our 60 to 90 day plan.
And then post 90 days, would you introduce like case presentation?
Yeah, so
simple financial menu or something like that?
So now at the-
Just to kind of give a timeline.
Yeah, so at post 90 days, then we start introducing all the other stuff,
right?
Slowly.
Boil them slowly,
but one at a time, right? So for example, if- let's say you're a practice with a dedicated treatment coordinator. So to me, you don't necessarily need your hygienist to do financial arrangements for you.
Right.
You have somebody to do it. So for me, I would probably focus on implant planning.
Yes.
Okay, how to do implant planning. Or maybe your practice focuses heavy on aligner orthodontics. Mm-hmm. So then I would kind of go into how to use the aligner, the orthodontic simulation on whatever impression system you're using, things like that. So at 90 day plus, and I try to do everything in 30 day increments.
Yes.
One or maybe two things at a time in 30 day increments. And then we start focusing on different things. Maybe it's orthodontics, maybe it's implants, maybe it's perio protocols. Okay, maybe a practice like ours needs improvement in perio. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's fluoride, maybe it's night guards, maybe it's any number of things.
Yeah.
And then you focus on it for 30 days and you start tracking it and stuff. And then you just kind of build from there. And next thing you know, if you have this mentality and mindset, a year in, 2 years in, you have an amazing hygienist that really fits the culture of your practice.
8, 10 years in, you have a Megan.
8, 10 years in,
it
you
grows.
Well, parts of Megan that we like.
No, I'm missing. All of it. Yeah. Well, hopefully this helps. Oh,
but look, we have a Jesse. We have a Jackie. Yeah. You know, Jesse's what, 6, 7 years in now? Jackie's
2, 3 years
in, and she's doing great. Yeah. And Paige is a month in, so they're doing great.
We have a solid team. Really
yeah, so
team.
So I know this process works because we're living and breathing it on a regular basis.
Yeah.
But to reverse all the way back is I give my hygienist, when we're interviewing them and onboarding them, I don't tell them these are all the things you're going to learn because that can come across overwhelming.
Yeah.
I say that we have a 0 to 30 day plan, we have a 30 to 60 day plan, we have a 60 to 90 day plan, and then we have a 90 plus every 30 days we'll focus on one thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so people like plans. They like knowing. They're okay with that.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially someone who's going to see patients all day. You know, like someone who likes their schedule, like the way they like it. Especially that mentality, they want a plan, so they feel secure that way.
Well, so far, all the hygienists that we've interviewed have all come in for working interviews and/or to observe the office, and so we have to preface it that don't worry, we've got a plan to get you to where we're at because when they see that in 60 minutes we're taking photographs, we're taking digital impressions, we're taking CBCT, we're pulling up the CBCT, my hygienists are doing implant planning. You know, they see all this stuff that's happening. What they don't see is the work that went in and the time that it took to get there.
Right.
You know, and so we have to preface it with that.
Yeah. Well, hopefully this can help everyone when they find that unicorn of a hygienist that's coming up.
Well, just a hygienist. Then the unicorn is one that fits your culture and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
So again, listen, if you're looking for improving your practice, getting rid of the chaos, cutting through the busyness, making more money, doing more of the dentistry you want, taking more time off, having a team-driven approach to your practice, look, join our mastermind. It's fantastic. We still have a few spots for summer of 2024. We're already booking that far ahead because right now it's September 2023. We're already booking into summer of 2024. Probably in the next couple of months, we'll be booking into January of 2025, which is crazy, which makes me proud and super happy. Our mastermind program is simply phenomenal, okay? I believe, I don't know this for a fact, but I don't think there's anything like it out there. Our approach to dentistry is very modern. It's a very dentist-oriented, team-oriented, and we'll work with you directly. We don't come to your office. That's not part of what we do in the beginning of the mastermind, but we'll work with the dentist and then eventually work with the team to help you build an amazing practice and an amazing business. So if you want more information, you reach out to the semi-co-host here.
Semi-talent co-host.
You're the full co-host.
I'm the full co-host. I'm semi.
Well, sometimes you miss.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah, but you don't have another co-host, do you?
I do.
Do you?
I do.
Is there someone else I don't know about?
Yes.
I'm just kidding. That's fine. I already told you right before this. What did I say?
I don't know.
You can pick whoever you want. I have no competition.
No competition.
I know my value.
Love, everybody. See you next week.